If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Bob Sasko.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
I just realized that when Jim and I devolved into our drunk John Boehners last hour, that was part of the relentless scissoring of the Bob Sasko show. Because we,
I love that so much.
Well, you know why? Because we, I forgot, Jim. Oh, tavern used to be the key word that made him cry.
Yeah.
Because he grew up working in a...
I had to work in a tavern!
Yes. But you pointed out to us that the other phrase that also makes him burst into tears is...
Little children.
Little children.
It's a little children. He can't even go to school anymore. I can't go to school.
See,
I can't start because little children want to grow up with the American dream.
That was it, American people. I forgot about children. You're right.
American dream. Little children in a tavern.
Yeah. A combined story about children in a tavern in America.
Wow. Oh, geez.
That's right. He confessed on 60 Minutes that he can't go to schools anymore.
Right.
Makes him cry. At least he used to not be able to go to school.
Yeah. Yeah. Could also be the Merlot. That's me.
Yeah, okay. Of course. But boy, did he turn out to be a cool guy.
Right?
That's the fact.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, bring back John Boehner.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I told you American people this healthcare thing wasn't going to pass. Okay.
Yeah, where was the retirement John Boehner when we needed him back when he was Speaker of the House?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You tweeted, how long before it's no longer worth it for congressional GOP to cover for Trump's insanity while also dealing with his legislative losses? That's exactly what I was saying yesterday in further scissoring of the Bob Sasko show.
I'm amazed that you can say scissoring on the radio.
I guess we can. We've been exchanging bodily fluids since 1989. Our shows.
I mean, here's the thing about that, Stephanie, is the fact that, not the scissoring, but the other thing.
Yes.
Is that, you know, I think this is going to prompt a lot of Republicans to cut bait and step away from this guy, because not only do they have to flack for him every morning, every time he writes some crazy tweet or says something ridiculous during a news conference or whatever, they've got to defend him somehow, but then they also don't even have him in their corner anymore to pass legislation, because it turns out he's completely feckless when it comes to making deals in politics. He can't do any of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's already, what's the latest thing? They're going like, there's not going to be any money for the border wall. That's not going to happen. They're probably not going to get tax reform done. I mean, the thing that's saving the rest of us is just their complete incompetence, right?
Yeah, in fact, you know what? The story just came out today about the border wall. You know what he's going to do? He's not going to make Mexico pay for it. He's going to cut the National Institutes of Health. He's going to cut infrastructure and transportation projects by a sum total of $18 billion in order to pay for this wall.
Yeah.
Again, he's going to take $1.2 billion out of the National Institutes of Health research grants.
Yeah, you even have at this point Ann Romney saying,
stop it.
Yeah, I mean,
this is hard. You want to try it?
Now this guy just clings to this stuff. He's a bitter clinger. A proud clinger.
He's a proud clinger. Bitter
right
clinger.
Wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers.
Corporal clinger.
Our guns are gods and stuff and such. Okay. And also Steve King, he's so strong going rogue.
That's right. And
a bodily fluid from Bob Sasko.
Steve, very strong, he going rogue.
What?
I never get tired of that.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
And then my favorite story from yesterday is when he was talking to the police chiefs, and he referred to Police Chief Chuck as Police Chief Ken, just after saying that he needs to. I'm always perfect. I got to be perfect on live television. Always perfect. My White House always 100% perfect. Let's throw over to you, Ken. And then it's not Ken, it's Chuck sitting next to him. It's the most hilarious piece of video of Trump I've seen in a while.
Right. And the police unions, by the way, telling him this is hurting law enforcement, the immigration stuff, right? People are not reporting crimes. People are not willing to testify.
Well, of course, it's hurting. Everything he's doing is hurting America.
Yes.
I mean, it's basically every moment that he is in office, that he continues to serve, he is creating damage in the system. He's creating damage because of the collusion with Russia. We don't know how deeply Russia is influencing everyday policy.
Well,
we don't know if he's vetting this stuff through Russian oligarchs or Vladimir Putin, everything he says and does. And that's what the terrible, tragic thing about this presidency is that it can't end fast enough.
I know.
I blame Ken.
It needs to end as soon as possible because, again, every moment is damage to the system that cannot be repaired. This is not like Nixon or anything else.
Yeah.
This is far worse as far as actual systemic damage up and down the entire federal government into the actual culture itself, where there is this rotting sickness that supports him.
Bob, I have been scissoring and exchanging bodily fluids with you and your show for many years, and sucking up to your writing. But this is, I think, the most important, best piece you've ever written. It's up, I think, on our Facebook page from Salon. Russia's cyber war against America isn't over, and the real target is democracy. This stuff, I have not seen put this way elsewhere, Bob, and I think it is just so important. And I order you to read Bob Seska's piece, but you basically get right to it. Russia declared war on the United States last year. It's not often that I say that Dick Cheney and that Bob Seska are right. But in the same week, but I did. And you said it's a war that continues to be waged today. And perhaps the first time in modern history, Russia has directly attacked the United States on American soil, no less, and precision aimed at what matters most, the very integrity of our democratic process. And it's just a lot of points that I think, who said this to us, Vanessa? Ted Lieu or somebody said, this war is ongoing. This is not stopped, this Russian. This is why it's so critical, no matter what your partisan stripe.
Yeah, I mean, it's nonstop and it's brazen. I mean, Putin wants everyone to know that this is what he's accomplished. I mean, that was part of the goal of all of this. But another part of the goal was to use our own people as infantry attack to undermine our own democracy.
I mean, I say it all the time, stop doing continuing Russia's work, whether it's like Bernie and Hillary people, like stop continuing their work. And you say this so well in here. You're saying, if you are discussing exactly how and why Russia's sustained attack on the U.S. has been so successful, millions of our own people, voters on both sides of the aisle, but predominantly the conservative side, given the outcome, were manipulated into acting as unwitting foot soldiers for Putin's invasion.
That's right. And there's a second tier problem here that is almost as important as the first tier problem, which is weeding out the extent of the collusion with Russia and exactly how they went about doing what they've done and how they're continuing to do it now. Second to that, and it's a very, very close second, is how do we keep our people from becoming susceptible to this again and again and again and again, not just from Russia, but from other foreign powers. We're now vulnerable, and we've telegraph the fact that we're intensely vulnerable.
Thank you. Yep. And you, Bob, you go down, I'm not going to read the whole piece to you. You probably remember it. But but you talk about how Putin saw this emerging perfect storm. It had to do with social media, the bubbles were in, et cetera, et cetera. But how he turned our own people against us. But you say, with the apparent support of WikiLeaks and quite likely Trump's inner circle as well, Putin injected countless volumes of disinformation into our virtual bloodstream. And it really is so insidious and so ongoing and so important that we wake up, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, it is 1949. It is the first Russian atomic bomb test, but this is in this case, it's a cyber war where they have been able to weaponize Russian intelligence against our own voters and participants in an election, upwards of maybe 62 million of them, if not even more. And what they did is they recognized this massive breach in how we receive information that involves a distrust in institutions, this social media, rampant social media usage where everyone's on it, spreading of fake news and social media branding. All of these things were just ripe to be exploited by a concerted effort to hijack this election, but to inject misinformation, to inject these hacks and leaked information, DNC documents, John Podesta's documents, et cetera, et cetera. Things we don't even know about.
And you write this, the effort to trick Americans into being recruited as Russian cyber soldiers began by turning Democrats who supported Bernie Sanders against the predicted frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, using bots and human resources. Putin lobbed fake news and ridiculous conspiracy theories into social media. Voters who were predisposed to distrust Clinton willingly shared these stories, poisoning everyone who inexplicably wanted to be poisoned. And you say textbook divide and conquer. We also learned then that Russia-based bots were deployed strategically at time when Trump's polling numbers diminished, boosting Trump when he needed it the most in the general. I mean, it really it is so ominous when you really, understand everything that's happened.
Yeah, and I even put in italics, wanted to be poisoned, because I think that's a crucial statement there insofar as I think there are a lot of social media people, and I'm talking in the millions, I'm talking in generalities here, a lot of social media people who were desperate for the kind of information that was being fed to them by bots. whether to reinforce their social media branding or to spread some sort of confirmation bias, some sort of information that confirm their preconceived notions about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And that's how it started. And then it turned into...
Well, that's but I think you're right, Bob. It's important that everybody left and right really get this. I mean, that's why you and I have, you know, joked about Susan Sarandon. But, you know, she gave that, you know, combative interview with Chris Hayes talking about, like, why aren't you talking about the Keystone Pipeline? It's like, that wouldn't be going through if you had gotten Hillary Clinton, if you had helped gotten Hillary Clinton on every issue you care about. You know, you cannot, anybody could, for anyone at this point to go, oh, Hillary's the same as Trump. I mean, this is an ongoing rolling nightmare that we've been. And I mean, I know somebody tweeted yesterday about how do the greenie Jill Stein voters feel about what he just did on climate yesterday alone, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. And, well, you know, the other thing, the other side to this that no one's really talking about, except who I'm about to quote, is Senator Angus King, who's the other independent senator, said last night that what the Republicans don't get about the Russiagate is that this weaponry can very easily be turned on the Republicans. They've got compromising information from top to bottom of the Republican Party, and they can use it. And
they're going to
use it again and again and again and again if this isn't stopped now.
No, and Bob, this is so important that people hear this. You say, make no mistake, Putin's attack was less about electing Donald Trump and more about turning Americans against America. We're all more suspicious about whether our elections are on the level and we should be. Putin's goal was to goad us into asking the perpetual question, how can we possibly trust the outcome of future elections, knowing that Russia pre-selected our president years ago and then set about guaranteeing that outcome by turning our people against us. You say once we weed out Putin's quislings inside the White House, we have no choice but to pursue a far greater task, reestablishing the integrity of our elections while reestablishing facts and reality as the basis for our decisions. There are too many of us who sadly and disturbingly can't tell the difference between foreign propaganda, fake news, and legitimate news. This has to change or else Putin will have won. Democracy as we know it will cease to exist. There is no more important thing to read than what Bob Seska wrote this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's like safe sex in the 80s. You have to start doing it, otherwise you're going to die. You have to start using social media responsibly and safely and spreading information that you can confirm to be at least reliable, from a reliable information source. And start being discerning. Read more than just a headline and a lead. Read down, scroll a little bit, for God's sake. These are things that I've been talking about since the Snowden thing happened several years ago, and some of the shoddy reporting that occurred around that, and to see it happen now, and to know that some of the stuff that we were all observing years ago is now weaponized against us by Vladimir Putin, where we're basically turning the guns on ourselves, which is just horrible to imagine.
Speaking of which, you tweeted, for Flynn, it's kill or be killed. He knows Trump is getting ready to toss him under a fleet of buses. Oh, my.
And then this morning, get the president as whoopee again. He's on Twitter whining. This is astonishing that Mr. Alpha Male does nothing but whine, nonstop whining on Twitter.
Yep, exactly. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. All right, Bob, great stuff as always. Important work, and on top of it, you're hot.
Oh, thank you, and I will keep scissoring you, Steph.
Thank you.
Show will keep scissoring you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, love you, Bob Seska. See you next week.
Stephanie.